Well, I just think it shows. I mean, it's a quality hitter, and you see the effectiveness of the slider. I think that's just it's, you know, this is understating it, but it's a really good pitch, and you know, he got a really good hitter to take an awkward swing.
Tony, before the game, you were hoping to get 4 for 4 from Kutch, 3 for 4 getting
up. That's right, I did say that, didn't I? Yeah, I mean, good at bats. I mean, he I think like we talked about in the pregame, sometimes when you go through. When you go through challenging times, a little stability helps. And, you know, he was stable for us right from the get-go. And, I mean, 3 for 4, and I think the other ball he hit right on the screws to third. So, you know, really good at-bats for him today. And yeah, I mean, you know, like I think we talked about in the pregame yesterday, I thought he had two of his better at-bats, two of his better swings that he's had in the last 10 days. Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, I mean, you look at the base hit that Cruzy got, which ended up being the game-winning base hit, the left on left, and even Jack before that, just we put the ball in play, and I think we've talked about it. We moved the ball forward. It's something we have not been doing, and, you know, Jack didn't hit his ball very hard. He hit it, and, you know, we forced him to make an error. We get a run, brings Cruzy up. So, overall, I was really happy with our offensive approach. Yeah, it concerned me a little bit because, I mean, he fell flat out, you know, and I didn't know, you know, not seeing it, I didn't know if he fell in the hole. I didn't know if something else happened to him. So once we got out there and saw that he was okay, and, he, you know, as soon as he got up, he started digging on the hole a little bit. So that made it a little bit more kind of reassuring than, all right, he just slipped.
Is this his right foot?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know how it is when the holes are on the mound and there's two different pitchers throwing, and I think he stepped in the other hole or stepped at the bottom of the hole and his cleat kind of caught and he went down.
Overall, how did he replicate what he did against the Mets? How do you think he did?
I mean, he was good. He was, you know, I mean, through four, I think he was at 49 through five. And then, you know, I think this is the first time going back to the first start we've seen him. And I'm going to use the word struggle very lightly, but he didn't have his sharpest command at times, and then he was able to battle through it. And I think it's a testament to the kid. I mean, the sixth inning, bases loaded, and to get Perkins out there, that's a growth moment because he's legitimately had four games without a lot of stress. And, you know, there's no bigger stress than bases loaded there.
So why were you willing to let him go through that stress?
Why?
Yeah, this time, like, as opposed to last time.
Well, the last time, I mean, I think the last time is a different thing. The last time was a predetermined. He was on 5 days for the first time. He was throwing five innings. But in my mind, watching him today, like, his stuff was still good. He was still sharp. You know, he walked, I think it was Hoskins before that, got out of his delivery a little bit. So, I mean, a little bit was like, all right, here we go. Let's see. And, you know, he stepped up and did it. But I think more importantly, it was because the stuff was still really good. Yeah, I mean, he's got positive body language. I mean, this kid's locked in every single pitch. I mean, if you pay attention to Jared Jones the days he doesn't pitch, he watches every pitch of the game. You know, you'll see starting pitchers go up, do stuff. This kid watches the game, so he's locked in. And I think to Martin's point is when you go through a stretch where you don't play well, it's easy to, you know, get down a little bit. And the fact that the players hold themselves accountable – and I don't have to. That's why we brought Martin Perez in. That's why we brought Rowdy Tellez in, Michael Taylor in. Like, you know, we're going to go through stretches, and we got a bunch of kids still. So at times they're gonna get down. We got to make sure that, you know, all of us pick them up. And it's really easy for my chair to be like, hey, we got to go. But when your teammates are doing it to each other, it's a whole different animal.
Did you feel like that set the tone?
I do. I really do. I think they did a good job. I mean, I think Kutch set the tone early on, and then Jared kind of came up on top of it just with – you know, going right after. I mean, that's a good team. And, I mean, if you look up and look at a lot of, and I know batting average is not the stat we look at, but when you got five or six guys in the lineup hitting 300, that means they're putting the ball in play a lot, and they're doing a lot of good things, and they're playing well. And just really happy because we played a complete game. I mean, the play Alika made going to his left, you know, I mean, the one play Cruzy made. So, I mean, Key made a heck of a play. It almost made a unbelievable play there in the ninth. But we played a good baseball game, which is, I think, the biggest thing, because yesterday we were sloppy. We did not play well. And we bounced back and played a really good baseball game, and that's important. Well, it builds equity. I mean, he's continued to pitch well. He's continued to, you know, kind of mix his pitches. And, you know, I think the one thing you can say about Strat, well, there's two things you can say about him. Number one, his stuff's good. He's got good stuff. And number two, he's not scared, man. I mean, he came right into that situation and went right after people, and that was important.
The way that Jared continues to look unfazed, is that what kind of gives you the confidence to let him go through those situations where, you know, he gives up a double and a walk below the bases and you have confidence that he's going to be able to come through?
Yeah, there was no waiver there. I mean, there was, you know, there'll be times where maybe he doesn't get that guy, but tonight, the way he looked, the way his stuff was, felt really confident in where he was at.
What does Chapman need to do to clean up the command?
It looks like he's just moving a little fast. I mean, this guy's a veteran. He's done it. But it looks like he's just kind of rushing his delivery. I mean, he got Weimer out to start the inning, and then it's almost like he went back to get more. And, you know, we know he doesn't have to go back to get more. So it's just slowing down a little bit. Yeah, we had gotten some really high times on him, and then the one high time we didn't get was the pitch. But, yeah, probably it was an inadvertent time to run, and we talked to him about it, and he gets it.